The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
I was going to say that.
Oh, already, you can say it still.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you.
We love love.
Yeah, we do. Mm. We're all about it on this show.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know for what reason, but it seems rare that it's on like a weekday.
Yeah, I've noticed
that. I feel like
that.
It's been the last little bit. It's been on the weekends, but I don't know. Probably not.
I don't know.
Anyway.
It's not something I really celebrate, but it's
well,
I'm going to celebrate it this year in my mind's eye. Yeah.
What? Not with your boyfriend?
Oh, we're busy.
What do you mean you're busy?
I actually last night, like, I kind of after, like, I got home, whatever, I called him. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow. And he goes, oh, yeah, should do something about that. I said, you know what? I don't celebrate it, so why should we? And he goes, yeah, I don't celebrate it either.
Oh,
I've never really had a moment to celebrate it. I'm like, yeah. I said, look, I'll tell you what you can do. And he goes, what's that? I said, just tell me you love me, and that's all I need. That is all I need. And he's like,
did he?
Yeah, I could do that. Like, he's joking around. He's like, I could do that for you. Yeah, no problem.
Oh,
like, oh yeah. Anyway, no, it's fine.
Be better. Now you've hinted it to him. If he doesn't at least turn up with a card and flowers,
no,
he should drop him.
He's busy.
He should somehow work it out.
Nah, it's all good. Like, I'm the lowest maintenance person ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I bet you deep down you would like that.
Oh, I don't really mind. Maybe a card.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you doing something nice for your wife?
Yeah, we're off to Frenchie, the restaurant in Carrington today.
Never been, have
for
you
For lunch?
Been?
No, okay. No. It's in an old pub.
Wow.
I went in to have a look when I booked it. It's super cool. Yeah, in an old pub. Looks really good. Sort of French bistro style.
Okay, so it is French food. It's not just a play on a name. Or
no,
okay.
No. And, yeah, I'm excited. All the good stuff. Escargot.
Ooh.
Snails, steak tartare.
I would like to know how they make that.
What do you mean?
Like escargot. Like, are they
just banging in some garlic and butter with some snails?
Yeah, I was going to say, they go into their garden and picking up a couple of those little sluggies with a shell.
I think they're buying them from a snail farm.
Oh,
yeah.
Why can't you just go to your garden?
Well, because
on a wet day?
No, because you got to get they've got to be cleaned out.
Oh,
so they feed them on bran for a while, so it doesn't taste like the garden.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do not know this.
Yeah,
fascinating.
It's all part of the learning process.
Valentine's Day and snails. What more could you want for a Friday?
I couldn't agree more. Let's get the show started as you wake up with the Novo. 5:07. Good morning, everyone.
Damn.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
So there's been a lot of talk about the jeans that were worn by Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl performance.
I actually really liked them. They're quite stylish. He looks good in them.
So,
the flares?
Yeah, the flares. So a couple of things about them. First of all, they're women's size 29.
You're kidding.
So they're women's jeans.
No wonder why they look so good.
Secondly,
wow.
they're all sold out everywhere. They went viral, of course.
Yes.
They're Celine is the brand, and they're $1,300.
Oh, jeez.
So they're expensive, like, bootcut flares.
Yeah, no.
Third element, right, the stylist for Kendrick Lamar is also the stylist for Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, wow. Completely different styles, though.
And those jeans were meant for Timothy. They were meant for him, and he didn't, like, they didn't
That's
get used
weird.
Or something. And Kendrick, obviously Kendrick Lamar liked them, or they said they thought they suited him, and yeah, there we go.
He's probably like, yeah, I'll wear those.
I'll wear those.
Yeah, I don't care if they went for someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
A pair of jeans is a pair of jeans.
And now they're, like, absolutely sold out, ordered out in advance, everything else. Everyone wants them.
I feel like you can get them for cheaper elsewhere under a different brand name, surely.
Maybe, but, you know, like special cut jeans that are, special design and everything.
I really think that, you know, that style is coming back.
Well,
I mean, he is a bit of a trendsetter.
I was going to say,
but, you know.
Yeah, I think based on that, those kind of like boot, is it boot cut is the name?
Where yeah, it's not like, sure.
It's not really a flare, but it's like wide, a little bit wider at the bottom.
A boot flare.
A boot flare. They're going to be coming back in fashion.
Oh, I'm excited. Maybe I should look into those on my hunt for jeans.
That's right. You've got your big jeans hunt coming up.
Yeah, I don't know when that'll be.
Add that in is my advice. Yes. Hey, coming up next, of course, catching up with Bree for your first at 5, where we go a bit deeper on those local news headlines here at New FM.
For live
and local news. There's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Alan Bree is joining us from your live and local newsroom. Happy Valentine's Day, first of all, you know, to you and yours.
Yes, thank you, guys. Happy Valentine's Day to you, to you guys as well.
Are you doing anything for your partner today?
We're having a picnic on the beach.
Oh, isn't that beautiful and romantic?
Yeah, it's one of my favourite dates. We're having a girl dinner. So, do you know what that is?
Oh, yes.
So you've got like
wine.
Yeah.
Maybe a piece of chocolate in there.
Yeah. The block.
The whole block.
The whole block and nothing but the block.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Nice. Oh, that'll be fantastic. Yeah. Have you chosen the wine already or you just pick something up on the way?
I like a bubble.
It's a $9 bottle.
I'm more of a tequila girl myself, but we'll go for the wine.
Shots, everybody. Oh, well, there you go. Maybe that can be a treat. You can have a little wine and then a little shot.
On the side.
Yeah, why not? It's Valentine's Day. Be romantic.
I don't know how we're going to get home,
but... Oh, that's true. Walk
Uber.
A long way.
Yeah, that's it. That's the way to do it. All right, so, of course, we've got to get into some local news. What have you got for us first?
Yeah, so the industrial action is back today. So that's going to affect the train lines, the Hunter train line, Central Coast, Sydney.
Oh, my God.
Very widespread, and it could last after 2 weeks, they're saying. So they're implementing a go slow. So that means that trains...
Everything's late, basically.
Yeah, everything's late.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so trains going over 80 kilometres an hour, which pretty much every single train.
Yep.
They'll be cutting that time down 23 kilometres. So essentially, the trains are going to get to the destinations later. There's going to be delays, cancelled
services as well. Yeah.
So it's going to be a nightmare.
Frustrating.
It's a bit awful if you're going to a show down in Sydney, for example, or you need to go there for, a work thing.
Yeah.
We're going to Sydney tomorrow, actually, and my partner and I work in, because it's meant to be raining all weekend.
Oh,
and we're like,
right.
Maybe we could get the train down, but seeing this, I'm like, nah, see you later.
Not a chance, yeah.
Yeah, we'll drive.
You should definitely drop. What show are you going to see?
Oh, a bit nerdy. We're going down to the... We're big Roosters fans. I know, I live in Newcastle, but...
War trader!
I know, big Roosters fans. We've got the Members' Day down there, so we'll be going to that.
Oh, that'll be good.
Allianz Stadium with her family, so...
That's very sweet, actually.
Very fun.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Why
yeah.
not? Love our
footy
weekend.
Yeah, for sure. All right, and speaking of, I think we've got a footy story here as well, yeah?
Yeah, so we've got the first Knights trial game kicking off tonight from 6 o'clock at McDonald Jones Stadium. Ooh. That'll be a huge one. They're up against Parramatta Eels, who look pretty hard to beat this year as well.
Yeah, the Eels have come back in recent years, haven't they?
Definitely. And they've got Dylan Brown tonight. And, of course, you know, there were those rumours that maybe the Knights might put a bid on him to buy him. Maybe they won't. Yeah. So that'll be interesting to see how he goes against the Knights, so that'll be one to watch. But also,
you want to be looking at, because if he like winks at anyone, you know that something's going down.
Having talks after the game with a couple of the boys, going out for beers after, something's happened, right?
Yeah, that's right. If they have a Gatorade just near the side, you know something's happening.
Yeah,
100%. But the interesting thing as well tonight is Fletcher Sharp. So he's the winger and he can also play fullback, but he's now being trialled into the halves pairing with Jack Cogger. So there's been all this talk about the Knights don't have a halves pairing. That was the issue for most of last year.
So they're looking to fix that with kind of moving him into that role?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So essentially your halves are one of your most important sort of positions. That is your playmaking.
It's game of two halves at the end of the day, isn't it?
See, this is news to us. We are not experts.
But we appreciate this input. No.
Yes, it'll be one to watch tonight, that's for sure.
Great.
Excellent. Well, best. Hopefully the Knights come out ahead.
I've got confidence
in them.
Yeah, I think they will.
The Eels, they're notoriously slippery. So your next news update again at 6 o'clock as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. Top of 30 for Newcastle. Chance of showers today. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
There's a zoo over in China, right?
Sure.
It's garnered a bit of storm from the media at the moment for doing something really strange. So basically, you know how zoos have all different types of animals from all different parts of the world.
Famously,
right?
That's what zoos are.
That's exactly right. I'm just kind of stating the obvious at this point.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, tigers.
Yes.
Lions, tigers, bears, oh my, they have them all. Oh, here we go. Except it's not the eye of the tiger, it's the pee-pee of the tiger. Because apparently, this zoo is selling tiger urine, claiming its medicinal properties could treat rheumatism, which is like forms of arthritis. He rubs some of this kind of urine, this pee-pee, on your fingers.
That's absolutely disgusting, isn't it?
Can you imagine having tiger pee on your fingers?
No.
Yay. Well, anyway, so they're selling it at like 50 yuan?
Yuan, yeah.
I don't know how much that is in like Oz dollar. Okay, 50 yuan. So it's a 250-gram bottle of the liquid. According to South China Morning Post, the zoo recommended the fluid be mixed with white wine and applied to the affected areas along with slices of ginger. It allegedly had a good therapeutic effect on ailments such as arthritis, sprains, and muscle pain, rather.
Ugh. God, give it a break.
Just get some Voltaren gel.
Yeah, how hard is it? Well, it's okay. I found the conversion.
Okay, what is it?
$10.89.
Cheap. Cheap if it can be like a muscle fixer-upper.
No, but think about the, I mean, what you're buying though is urine. That's,
yes.
It's cheap compared to, say, Voltaren, which is pretty expensive.
From a tiger.
But it's not cheap compared to other urine.
Like your own, which is free if you drink enough water. Customers were also told, get this, was the concoction was allegedly safe for oral consumption. So, you know, you eat it or drink it.
Oh, my God.
But should no longer be used if they experience any allergic reactions. I'm thinking that you're going to have a reaction if you're drinking pee.
Oh, how dumb. So many people are dumb, aren't they?
They
are. If you're buying that, you deserve to be divorced of your $10.89.
Yeah, but also very gullible.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, there has such thing as tiger balm.
That's not made of tiger, though. That just has a picture of a tiger on it.
So there's no formation of tiger,
there's
not even
no
a hair?
Tiger. There's no
saliva?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Did you think tiger balm had tiger in it?
I actually never gave it a thought.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel Good Friday.
Because it is Valentine's Day as well, McDonald's are on kind of like a marketing spree at the moment.
Yeah, of course they are.
Because they've got like, they bring out new stuff all the time, right? I really want to try their, was it their caramel or Biscoff shake?
Biscoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, supposed to be. I think it's here already.
I don't keep track.
I rarely go in.
I've seen the ads. But also what they're advertising are these, you know those Stanley Cups?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the big kind of tumbler things. Well, they're now advertising Grimace Stanley tumblers.
Oh.
So I'll show you a photo.
Are those for sale?
Yes. So they're selling them at your
Maccas. Is it Stanley brand though?
No, I don't think so. There's no branding on it.
Yeah. So they're trying.
So they're knockoffs.
Yeah, they're knockoffs.
They're about $21, I believe.
That's not cheap for a knockoff Stanley Cup, is it?
I don't know.
$5 at Kmart.
I think there might be 10 or something. I actually haven't looked.
For a knockoff?
But like Kmart knockoffs, obviously they're going to be much more affordable. But they're the Grimace style. So they've got like the typical Grimace purple. They've got the Grimace face on it with like the yellow tops.
You should buy one.
Well, it's
you could fill it up with Monster Energy drink.
Oh my God.
And put it in the fridge.
Like a liter? Oh yes. Well, apparently they're advertising it as a cute Valentine's Day gift idea. Get matching limited edition tumblers.
I don't know.
I sent it to Will last night.
Did you?
And he's like, that's pretty bloody cool. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Is that, did you send it to him as a hint to buy something better?
No, I just wanted him to buy them
like
so we can
gold
have matching
bar.
Tumblers.
Oh, right.
That's cute.
Yeah, that is. Would you like that? You guys
I would.
Have matching cups?
I would love that. How cute would that be?
There you go. All right.
Matching cups.
If you're listening, Will, this
He's
morning.
He's not. He's dead to the world asleep.
If anyone that knows Will is listening.
Tell him.
Text him. Yeah. Ari wants matching cups. That's how you, that is the key to her heart.
I'm
that,
not conventional.
And a horse.
And a, nay. Yay.
You get all that. Hey, coming up next, a guy's made it his mission here in Australia to eat a roast chicken every day.
That's
as
great.
As his own only food for a whole year. Of course, we'll be following his journey, and we'll chat more about it next here at New FM. So waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
Coming up next, I recently ate Maltesers, and they tasted completely different, and I'm thinking of blowing it wide open. I think they've changed the recipe.
All right. That we cover all the big issues on this show,
right?
Including this one. James Ellis is his name. He's from Brisbane, and he's on a mission to eat an entire rotisserie chicken every single day for a year in search of the best roast chook in Australia.
Okay, he's saying he wants to be in search of the best, but really, is he just looking for an excuse to eat chicken every day?
Well, here's his explanation as to why he did it.
Okay.
I was at a party one time, and a bloke had some beers an entire roast chicken, and I just thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Okay.
That's the only reason he's done it. Okay. He's got an Instagram account, at Daily Roast Chook, where you can watch him eating roast chickens. And it's a lot. Look, to be honest, there's a fair bit of infotainment, if you will, on there.
Love it.
He's like going into all these. I think he's getting free roast chickens from all these places.
Quite possibly.
And then he just smashes the roast chicken. It's not too bad. He's on the journey around Australia. He's had 44 so far this year.
Wow.
So just 321 to go.
Good on him.
For the year. Now, he did get asked if he's had any, like, clearance from a doctor, medical professional, that sort of thing.
Yes.
And he actually said no. he's had no clearance in and around that. He was on Sunrise a moment ago, and that's where he, like, explained all his mission and everything.
Yeah.
And he said he's not being swayed by any accessories. Now, what does that mean? Essentially, it doesn't matter what the stuffing is or, you know, the gravy or whatever that comes with it. It's okay. All about the actual tenderness and juiciness of the bird.
Well, that's what matters, right?
Well, I agree. Mm. If your chicken's dry, it's no good.
Well, exactly. Chucking that in the bin.
So, we'll see how it goes. Question for you. Yeah. Do you think he'll actually make it?
No.
321 more chickens? I think he's going to crack.
Yeah.
At some point.
Like it's eggs.
At some point, I think he'll have to have a day off.
Well, he has to. Eat some greenery.
No one can eat that many chickens in a row and survive to tell a tale.
The other day, I had a little bit of a hankering for chocolate. Now, this doesn't happen very often, and I'm going somewhere with this story, I promise.
Yeah, Ari usually is salty snacks.
Yeah, that's my favourite.
And I see you here with the biscuits, the chips, all that stuff, but rarely chocolate.
Yeah, very rarely chocolate. So I was craving a little bit, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to get a little bag of Maltesers to have.
The lighter option.
The lighter way to enjoy chocolate is the gimmick.
I knew it was close. I was close.
The selling point there. Honestly, I haven't had probably a box or a bag of Maltesers in years. Probably a couple of years.
How many years do you reckon?
Oh, God. I don't even remember. A couple of years.
All right.
At least five or so.
So it's been a while.
It's been a
half
hot
a decade.
Minute. Yeah. Anyway, and I used to love Maltesers. They used to be one of my favorite chocolates. Now, I had a couple. I had a handful, and I just kept eating them because obviously I couldn't stop myself.
Sure.
But like,
they're delicious.
I had a couple the other day, and I noticed a bit of a change. I'm like, these do not taste the same from memory. Like, the chocolate was thinner.
Thinner?
For one.
Okay.
The texture wasn't smooth enough. Like, as in when you bit into the chocolate, obviously you have the crunch in the middle, but the actual chocolate itself kind of tastes a little bit. Not chunky. I don't know. It wasn't smooth, basically.
Right, okay. It had like a grainy feel in the mouth.
And it was just, it wasn't off at all. Like, obviously, when you know that chocolate's a bit old, it goes a bit white. But no, it wasn't like that at all. It just didn't taste right. It tasted cheap.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that they've changed the recipe. And I don't know if this is confirmed, but a lot of people online are saying that, you know, over in the UK, over in Canada, also, like, in a lot of countries, Maltesers are not tasting the same.
Now, this is interesting. So, I heard you were going to do this or talk about this.
Yep.
And seems to be no confirmation on if this has happened. Mm-hmm. But they're talking about possibly, or people, you know, consumers, customers of Maltesers saying perhaps they've changed the type of malt itself.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So instead of using barley malt, they're just using a type of sugar instead.
Well, quite possibly. That's why it tastes more artificial, possibly.
Maybe, or not necessarily artificial, but just doesn't have that certain mouthfeel or,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, slight change.
A little bit of a change.
Okay.
I can't really find any, I guess, confirmation that the recipe has been changed.
I don't reckon they would.
Well, that's the thing. It's difficult, isn't it, with this type of thing? Because companies want to keep that information close to their chest.
And they should.
But also, if there's an ingredients change, they have to show that.
That's true. They have to have it on the packaging somewhere just in case.
Yeah, so internet sleuths, you know, usually can crack this sort of thing. Maybe there's like another element to it. So, for example, it could be something more subtle, like they used to buy a certain type of chocolate beans or whatever, cocoa beans from one place. Now they're getting them from somewhere else.
Could be.
And they're not reacting the same way, you know, so their ingredients are not changing, but the sauce or something is, maybe. It could be something like that.
That would make a lot of sense. Okay, yeah. Well, look, we can only give them the benefit of the doubt. But in other words, I think I'll stick to a different type of chocolate.
What's
maybe the Kit Kats.
Kit Kats, your number one choice?
Yeah, I reckon.
More reliable.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Had a very interesting chat with my boyfriend Will last night. So we're on the phone and he goes, so I've come up with an idea. So what is it? So he goes, I know what I want to do for my birthday this year. His birthday's not till November, mind you, but he's getting prepared for it now because he wants to do something big.
Oh, really? Yeah. What's he thinking?
So you know how he's extremely into golf right now? Like, that's what he consumes his mind at the moment.
Yeah, I did know that.
His brand new hobby. Well, he said, I want to go to Barnbogle. I'm like, where?
What's Barnbogle?
Well, apparently, Barnbogle Dunes is the number 2 ranked golf course in the world, and it's in Tasmania. So I'm like, oh, I've been to Tassie before. I love Tassie. And he goes, yeah, so I want to go there for my birthday this year. I want to take a trip. Would you want to come with me?
And I was like, he's invited you on a trip?
I'm like, that's what surprised me. I'm like, why? Like, I'd love to go, but can I ask why? Like, you've got your best friend, you've got your dad you can
take. But also, you're his girlfriend.
Yeah, well, he said, well, you're the number one person I want to do anything with. I'm like, okay. Anyway, so that made me quite happy. Anyway, so he wants to go to Tassie to play golf. So I said, how long are you going for, babe? Because, like, if you're going to Tassie, you want me to come with you. We're not going for 2 days. We're going for a couple of days,
like
at least.
3 days.
Minimum, like, 5 days to a week.
Yeah, it's a long way.
It is a long
week
way.
A week minimum.
And I want to go and see more things.
2 days of golf maximum. And a week for you guys doing stuff.
Look, he's happy to just have 1 day on
that's
the green.
Fine.
I said, well, you can do 2 days.
Yeah, and then, because that's when you do your spa days.
Well, yeah.
As the girlfriend, that's you're entitled to do that. A bit of pampering.
I think he wants me to come on to do they call it the dunes? The park?
The greens?
The greens?
The dunes?
Yeah. Well, actually,
you can
like,
do that at Stockton.
You
for
can.
Free.
You absolutely can. Actually, I did Google Barnbogle Dunes. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Right on the water, too. So it's up the north coast.
It sounds like a delicious breakfast food, doesn't it? I'll have the Barnbogle with some
scrambled eggs.
Cream cheese and scrambled eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds delicious. The poppy seed one.
The Barnbogle, please, darling.
One Barnbogle.
I'll have that dish. Anyway, might be going to Tassie in November.
There
that'd
you go.
That's very, very fun.
That is fun. Mm. I like to hear that.
I'm going to take him hiking, sucker.
Also, though, what's he doing planning that when Valentine's Day is today?
He forgot about it.
Get your planning priorities a bit better sorted.
Well, he's just like, I thought I had another week. Oh, better get on that. I'm just like, nah,
speaking,
too late.
Speaking of true love.
Yes.
And moving, like, you guys might be moving in together soon, right?
Well, this year, fingers crossed. Yeah. We've got to get there first, yep.
Next, we're asking the question, what did you discover about your partner when you moved in together?
Ooh.
That, and your chance to win, we've got the double passes to Gold Lounge, Reading Cinemas, Charlestown. If you forgot your Valentine's Day gift, this is a way to sort it. Exactly. We'll do that up next here at New FM. And look, a friend of mine just recently moved in with their partner. They've been together like probably a year and a half.
Nice.
So a good amount of time.
Yeah.
Since moving in, he said, look, there's been a few things that I've discovered about, my girl since we've moved in.
I can't even speak. It's inevitable, isn't it?
It is. Because when you're, just dating or whatever.
There's things that you can kind of brush underneath the rug in a way.
Or just disguise.
Yeah.
Right? So he said, first of all, right, she... When they, were dating, he'd go over to her place or whatever, room very tidy.
Oh, here we go.
Since they moved in, he's there's a chair in the bedroom and it's just like a mountain of her clothes with a chair hidden deep underneath, like some sort of hidden surprise. He's like, she doesn't clean up her clothes at all. They're just like a pile of these. I don't know what's clean, what's dirty. I can't even put them in the laundry. It's like some of them are used, some have been washed and then put on the chair anyway. The whole thing is a nightmare. It's like Mount Clothmore in there.
Mount Clothmore. I'm kind of guilty of doing this, but I don't have a chair in my room. I just have a floor, so I put some things on the floor.
The old floor drobe.
Yeah, that's the one.
The other thing he said, right? It's like when she sleeps, she's a bit of a back sleeper.
What does that mean?
Like it sleeps on her back a bit. No, you don't sleep on your back.
Sometimes do.
It's like she's dead still on her back. It's very strange.
It's like a vampire in a coffin.
It's a bit weird.
Eyes will be wide open. She's staring at him. She's still asleep.
But overall, relationship's going great.
Okay.
He couldn't be happier for these two.
So it's just like these little bits and bobs that he's finding out.
Yeah, it's just when you move in. Anyway, we're having a chat. He's telling me all this. And it got me thinking about, because it's been a while. We moved in together quite a while, my wife and I.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah. So I was thinking back, what are these types of things for me?
Okay.
A few came to mind. Right?
That you noticed about Emmy.
Yeah, yep. Along the journey.
Great.
So, this is very small detail, but if she's opened like a big bag of something, for example, when you get like a 24 toilet paper pack.
That's right, yeah.
It's like a big plastic bag around it.
Yeah.
She'll always go like, oh, don't worry about the bins. And I'm like, what do you mean? So... What she likes to do is when there's a giant bag of some sort, she wants to use that as a bin liner.
Brilliant.
Right?
She's like, nothing if not efficient.
She loves, she's like, don't worry about the bins. I'm like, you open a big packet of something, have you? She's like, yes. Loves you reusing a bag like that.
I'm going to do that.
Okay, here's another one that I've noticed.
Yeah.
She's a bit of a cardboard box keeper.
Oh.
Our garage on one section is like an Amazon warehouse.
Stop it.
So many cardboard boxes. Oh, what are you using all those for?
Yeah.
Oh, you might need to pack this or that. You know, you might need this to keep one for that size, all the different sizes.
She's keeping all the boxes just in case she wants to kick you out one day.
Well, I didn't think of that.
Here, pack your stuff up, get out.
It's not a bad thought. It's not a bad thought. Also, something I discovered about Emmy when we moved in is she doesn't believe in the need to pack the dishwasher as you go. So she'll finish her bowl of cereal or whatever, just puts it in the sink. Dishwasher is right there. You can actually, touch the bowl and the dishwasher with your hand without moving it at the same time. That's how close it is.
I'm probably like that too.
Something I discovered when we moved in together.
But you're progressive? Is that the word I'm looking
for?
You do it as you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Why the dishwasher? It's the same effort to put it in the sink as the dishwasher, and then it's one less job later.
Yeah, but you got to kind of bob down to put things in the dishwasher.
Oh, your poor back. All right, this is what I wanted to do here.
Yeah.
4967-4105. What did you discover about your partner when you moved in together that you didn't know?
You didn't know beforehand.
Maybe they sleep in a weird way. Maybe they, keep all their laundry on the floor like Ari. Or maybe they've got a bit of an Amazon warehouse of boxes in the garage, that sort of stuff. The little quirky things. Maybe they could be a bit fun, or it might be a bit unusual or annoying. Not big enough to break up the relationship, but just those little bits and bobs. Yeah, what did you discover after you moved in together?
Oh, look, okay. Well, I haven't moved in with my partner, Will, yet. However, I am with him two nights a week. So I'm kind of partly moved in with him.
Yeah.
He doesn't eat salad. He doesn't buy greens.
Another perfect example. Doesn't eat salad.
Doesn't buy vegetables.
4967-4105 on Valentine's Day. You can get yourself a double pass to the Gold Lounge at Reading Cinemas Charlestown.
Go to the movies.
That's right. Very nice in the Gold Lounge. 4967-4105. Call now with your stories to win. 6.54, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM and asking the question, what did you discover about your partner when you moved in together?
Everyone has something that they've noticed.
That's right, because sometimes, you know a lot about each other from being in a relationship, but there's no replacement for moving into the same dwelling together and seeing what they're really like.
Day in, day out, early in the morning, late at night, all their habits, behavioural tendencies, things like that.
That's right, there's nowhere to hide when you move in together.
Oh, yes.
Now, you've got another story, yeah?
Well, yeah. So, my brother and sister-in-law, they've been married for about 2 years now.
Nice.
Now, they moved in together before they got married. But poor Sarah. So, she doesn't care, but, like, I feel like I was waiting for her to say something when they got together and moved in. But she never really did, but I asked her about it anyway. So, Samuel is a habitual toilet user. So he'll, like, every morning without fail be in the toilet for at least 20 minutes every single morning.
He's a long toilet user.
So don't say anything to him in the morning.
Yep.
He's away in the bathroom.
He's done.
Yeah.
That's it. He wants his own private space.
His bottom does, yes.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. All right, so this is what we're after. Matt in Edgeworth, what about you? What did you find out when you moved in together?
She folds fitted sheets like they're normal. This might just be because I'm a bloke and I just...
No, that's she's actually doing some sort of black magic or witchcraft there, because no one else knows how to do that.
No.
And she does it so quickly too. But the other thing is, in the shower, we had a shower for the first time had a shower before we moved in together.
Yeah.
But after we did, we started showering, and she bloody drinks the hot water in the shower.
Like with a cup?
No, like just mouthfuls of it, but it's warm.
That's such a weird temperature of water to drink.
It's so weird.
That is the best thing I've ever heard. Like, gulps it down. Like,
I guess so. Like,
oh, I have some of that.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
That's right. This week, got to name five things in 10 seconds from the category that we give you.
Love it.
If you're able to do it in the 10 seconds, you get a prize. And today, the prize is awesome.
It's the last one we have, too.
That's right. Two tickets to Titanic the Musical. Mm-hmm. This is at the Grand Electric in Sydney. You can buy your tickets now, or you can win them with us. Here's how you do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you an example. So, Ari, you'll be our testee for the example here.
I'm the crash dummy. Let's go.
That's right. So, you've got 10 seconds on the clock, and I need you to name, for Valentine's Day,
okay,
five chocolate brands. Away you go.
Cadbury, Mars, Daryl Lee, Ferrero Rocher.
That's four.
Garlian.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, congratulations. Whoa. You did it in time.
All my favourites.
The buzzer was after. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There's a little hint if you're listening, Will.
Garlian.
Is it Garlian?
I always thought it was Gillian.
Oh, Gillian?
Oh, Gillian.
Yeah.
But apparently it's Garlian.
That's a guy called Leanne.
And there is no confirmation there at all.
We can look that up in
maybe, yeah.
If your pronunciation is off, I'm not going to care.
Okay.
All right, so if you want to win these tickets to go and see Titanic the Musical, it's worth about $250. That'd make a good Valentine's present, by the way, if you could grab that. Call up now, 4967-4105. They are the last ones we're giving away this week.
Yep.
This is your chance. 4967-4105. Call now to win.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
All right, a test of skill and wit, if you will.
And speed.
That too. 10 seconds on the clock to name five things from the topic that we give you.
Yep.
The prize today is awesome. It's two tickets to Titanic the Musical.
Titanic
is playing now at the Grand Electric in Sydney. Get your tickets now at titanicmusical.com.au or win them with us. Let's meet our contestant for today, shall we?
Let's do it.
In Cessnock, it's Liz.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. How's yourself?
Yeah, fantastic.
Good. What are you up to today for your Friday? Doing anything special for the big romantic Valentine's Day?
No, I've just finished work, so I'm going home to sleep.
Oh, God bless you. What do you do for work?
I work in aged care.
Oh, another lovely. Tough job. We've got to have some tough working Novocastrians.
Yeah, hard working for sure. Now, you know how the game works. You've got 10 seconds on the clock to name five things from the topic we give you. Hopefully, the full night of work hasn't made you too tired and you still got your wits about you.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. All right, Liz, let's do this. Let's make Cessnock proud this morning. Mm-hmm. You've got 10 seconds to name for Valentine's Day. Five flowers. Away you go.
Roses, carnations, lilies,
Liz. You could have had tulips, daisies, pansies, nasturtiums, bird of paradise. There's so many. Oh, Liz. Thanks for playing, though. We're going to put you in the draw for some gold lounge tickets at Reading Cinemas Charlestown anyway, just for coming on, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a good sleep. Back on Monday, if you're wanting to play the Novo's Name 5, another exciting prize for more local winners then here at New FM. 7:25, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
One thing that I do love in this world is fortune cookies.
Like you go, of all things, that's what you
pick? Of all things, because, you know, you just go to a Chinese restaurant and then they give you like a small handful or something after your meal and you just say, oh, this is going to be a little bit of fun, because you never know what these cool, like, inspirational fortunes are going to be.
Where do you get yours locally? What's the Chinese where they have fortune cookies?
Oh my gosh.
Around town?
I don't even remember, to be honest. It's been such a long time since I've had, like,
Chinese. A sit-down
food.
Chinese.
Yeah, that's right. I think you get some at, like, Emerald Gardens at, like, nice. West in Lambton or something like that. Anyway, so this Sydney restaurant owner who sells fortune cookies along with her meals and stuff, this is in Potts Point, has sold a couple of gag fortune cookies just to be funny, just to get people laughing and whatever.
I feel like there's a big opening in the market there for some fun ones. You could send your little restaurant viral with some hilarious
Definitely.
Ones.
And this restaurant owner, her name is Naji Chu, which she runs Lady Chu in Potts Point, has put through an order of profanity-laced fortune cookies for Valentine's Day just to spice things up a little bit.
That's great.
So they weren't inappropriate in terms of, like, you know, be kind of sexual in nature or anything like that. But she was shocked and slightly tickled to receive a response from her manufacturer, who said they were no longer accepting offensive language after her messages were mistakenly mixed into another customer's orders. So technically this is the manufacturing company's fault. She's put through her orders for a certain amount of fortune cookies and for them to actually put the little paper messages in, but then they mixed up the orders and sent them somewhere else. And then the owner of the other establishment got all, you know,
upset about. Here's what I'm amazed at.
Yeah, what?
You can get custom fortune cookie messages.
Yes.
That is what, that to me is the lead, you know, don't bury the lead here, Ari.
I'm not, I'm just telling you the full story. It's crazy, huh?
That is amazing. I thought that somebody just typed them up in ChatGPT and then they were all printed in China.
Nah.
Apparently not. They're being made here.
Well, there's a way around everything, isn't there?
I guess so.
Well, as a result, management have decided to no longer accept customised orders with offensive or expletive words. That was sent through an email to her and whatnot. She's like, I don't see why this is my problem. This is not my fault, whatever. So basically what she's done now, she's ordered empty cookies and started stuffing them with the messages herself,
Yeah, nice. Has she given any examples?
Yes.
Oh, great. What have you got for us?
Okay, first and foremost, so some of them are a little bit kind of normal and then the rest are funny. So you've got one that says, you are capable of great things, but all you do is look at your phone all day, so you won't be that great. Sorry.
Hashtag love that.
Lady Chu.
That's funny.
Fantastic. Another one says, the year of the snake, because it's year of the snake this year,
yeah,
bears good fortune. Your divorce is coming soon. Get it? Isn't that so funny?
I love that.
And then the other one, now I've bleeped out this last word, and I'll just say dude in replacement.
Sure, we get the idea.
Yep. It says, I only married you for your money, you ugly dude. I love it.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
All right, so this morning I went going out to the commuter bus, aka the van, the car. You know, I've got the courtesy bus van.
Oh, yeah, massive new van.
The giant van. Anyway, going out there, I was like, something like scuttled past it quickly. I was like, in the dark. I thought it was a
rat.
I thought it was a cat. Rat did not pass my mind. Too big.
Okay, too big.
And then it scuttled away.
Ooh.
And then I heard this, and it looked at me up in the tree. Big old possum.
A possum?
Staring directly at me.
Oh, could you see like the reflection in its eyes? Of course. Because they're nocturnal. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was looking at me.
That's scary.
It was plotting something. I'm convinced.
So did you check like to see if it left something in the van or on top? Did you check if it was on top of the van?
No.
I
went straight on and checked my internet banking. It looked like a really, really dodgy possum that I think he could have been
scamming you.
Well, I thought he might have been rifling my mail and trying to get, like, if I got a new bank card or something.
Could you imagine if they were that smart?
Well, that's what I'm worried about. It looked very crafty and intelligent. So
you know what it was? It was probably like having a nice sleep, like kind of underneath the van or near the van, and then heard your footsteps and was like, "You disrupted my sleep, you little idiot."
Well, you know what? That is possible.
Yeah.
Because when I get my sleep disrupted, I'm that grumpy as well, to be fair. Oh,
absolutely. You're just like, why'd you wake me up, you bastard?
Why did you wake me up?
Oh.
As I look at the baby that's cried in the night. Obviously, I'm joking.
Oh, we love possums, though. How good are possums?
They are cute, but this one looked crafty.
Okay.
So if you're in the Mayfield area,
watch for the possums.
Keep an eye on your internet banking. I reckon it's a scamming possum.
Leave the possums alone. Just don't disturb their sleep. That's all they ask.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, coming up next, it is Valentine's Day, so we're going to chase your date disaster stories.
Yeah, the worst ones you've had. It could be like a Valentine's date or maybe just a first date, any date.
In general.
Date disaster stories. We'll get them on the air and you can trade them for an awesome prize up next here at New FM.
Now, it is Valentine's Day today, so whoever you're spending it with or maybe you're not with, maybe you're doing long distance, whatever it is, just wish them a happy Valentine's Day.
That is really important. Mm. I wished my wife happy Valentine's Day when she woke up this morning, but I shocked her because she went into the bathroom and I like waited outside the bathroom for her to come out. And then
did you jump scare her?
I scared her and she was really angry. So I'm going to fix that later.
Love you.
Kind of like that. She's like, sorry. What did you scare me? I was like, go back to bed.
Oh, yeah, but you've got a date coming up today with her, which is lovely.
We're off to Frenchie in Carrington, which is a little French restaurant there, which I'm excited to try for lunch.
That's lovely. Well, I don't get to see my partner today, but I will see him tomorrow night, and he doesn't know it yet, but I'm taking him out somewhere tomorrow night.
Ooh, a lovely day. I love that.
Kind of prolonged Valentine's Day for us.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this kind of got me thinking about, okay, there's always these lovely memories that you have with either your partner or you've had some good dates in the past or whatever, but what about the really funny, accidental, bad, horrible date stories? Date disaster stories is what we want to do.
Yeah, sometimes dates go wrong.
Oh, they do.
Maybe a Valentine's Day that went wrong.
Ew.
Can be less than ideal. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Dating gone wrong. I've been with my wife now about 10 years nearly.
Lovely.
But before that, I went on some bad dates.
I think everybody has at one stage.
At some stage, you go on some. One that comes to mind, this just completely distracted person on their phone the whole time.
Oh, that's uncomfortable, though.
And not even like, it wasn't even as if she was trying to, like, bored or something.
Yeah.
She just couldn't put it away. She just was, like, so distracted, but so addicted to it. I went, this is not going to work out.
No, you're trying to have a conversation with them.
Yeah, you want to have a conversation, get to know someone, and that's all they're doing?
Literally.
That's an absolute no, right?
Okay. Well, one date that comes to mind, like, I've been on quite a few dates in my time as well, obviously before Will, and luckily I haven't had any disasters with him, which is good so far.
That's good.
But, like, I remember a couple of years ago, I think I was living in Wollongong, it must have been, and I went on this date. And for some reason, it had to be like an active date.
What does that mean?
Like, is it like we're not going to a coffee house or a cafe or a restaurant or something like that? It was one of those, it's just like, oh, let's go play tennis, or let's go play golf. Or
okay.
Like that.
You've got an activity to, I guess, make things better or give you a conversation starter.
So
So I went on this date with a guy and he was right into tennis. And he's like, let's go play a game. Me, never played in my life.
Right.
I probably had a hit of one like when I was 10 years old.
Okay, so
the racket.
You're thinking, oh, he's going to coach me, you know, oh, hold your arm a bit more
Maybe, like this, that sort of thing. Didn't happen.
None of that?
Nah, he's just like, okay, let's just hit some balls back and forth. I'm like, okay.
Very,
not my sport either.
Very uncomfortable.
Soccer is my sport. Let's pass the ball. Happy to do that. Anyway, so I ended up, you know how, like, you kind of got to move. Like, you've seen tennis players. Like, they move very quickly on the court to try and get the ball back over the net. Well, I went to go dive, but, like, obviously not dive on my belly or anything like that, but, like, go for the ball. I ended up tripping over my own feet and grazed my knees. Blood everywhere.
That is less than ideal. Did you have, like, the tennis skirt on and everything?
Just normal shorts.
Right.
Just, like, my normal running shorts. Just, you know, active gear. Just the cheap ones because I am cheap. But, like... Yeah,
grazed
my knee.
He loves tennis way too much.
Yeah, not going to work.
That's an absolute no, right?
Failed.
That is a failed date. Mm. This is the sort of thing we're after. Did you have a terrible date, a dating disaster, or maybe it was a Valentine's Day gone wrong?
Could be.
4967-4105, up for grabs today for the best caller. We've got two tickets to Titanic the musical. These are the last ones we've got to give away. It's worth about $250.
It's a lot.
So if you don't have your Valentine's Day sorted, this is a chance to get it sorted with
quickly.
A great gift. That's it. You can go, oh, hey, look, I got these for us. You don't
this
have to
morning,
say.
Spontaneously.
You don't have to say you won them.
No.
4967-4105. Did you have a bad date along the way or, you know, a bad Valentine's Day? Dating disaster stories. If you want to win the Titanic tickets, call up now. 4967-4105.
Asking for your dating disaster stories. Now, we do this because, yes, it is Valentine's Day. We are celebrating all things love, but also we've got to celebrate the disasters as well, right?
Well, it's a bit of fun if you can look back on it and go, God, that was a disaster.
You know what? Even have a little bit of a giggle about it. Tell your friends. It makes for some great round the dinner table chat.
And it makes you appreciate if you do find a good relationship afterwards. You go, oh, my God, what a disaster that would have been.
100%. So many disasters.
Oh, my God, so many.
Okay.
And all callers in the draw for these tickets to go see Titanic, the musical.
Definitely.
Down in Sydney, worth about $250, a couple of tickets to this. So it's a great prize.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to the phones. In Windale, Kim, what's your story?
Happy Valentine's Day, Nobie.
And to you too.
All right, tell us the story.
So I think it was our five-year anniversary.
Ooh.
And I, you know, boiled out. But, so I spent $350 on a limo ride and dinner at Brown Sugar.
Wow, Brown Sugar's
nice.
Not cheap either.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a lovely package.
Yeah.
Like three-course meal.
All the good stuff.
Limo ride to and from home so we could both drink and everything.
Lovely.
I get in the limo, try the... fancy, or well, I thought it was fancy wine.
Yeah.
Within the first bite of my entree, I ended up in the bathroom and did not come out until basically closing time, and they had to literally drag me out, and my partner's in there like, I'm here.
So,
I'm alone, I swear. I was.
Oh my God. So that was.
Bombing my guts up.
Oh, you're poor.
Everything. And I was like, that. $350 straight down the drain.
Oh, my God. Something wrong
down the toilet, actually.
Yeah, something wrong with the wine, no doubt, is all I can guess from that or gather from it. Sounds terrible,
what
right?
What a disaster. Okay, going to Vera in Maitland. Good morning. What's your dating disaster story?
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
And to you too.
Well, it was a first date, and we met at a like a pub club sort of place, and there was a dancing... after dinner sort of thing. So while we were talking, we got to figure out that his parents knew my ex's parents, and things were quite strange.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he said that he was going to go to the toilet, and I was just chilling, dancing. And then eventually it was like 15 minutes later, so I go to the toilet, and I just wait outside. And then eventually I say to another fella, oh, do you think you can see if there's a fella in there, if he's okay?
Yeah.
And so he goes in, and he goes, there's no one in there.
They ditched you?
He ghosted you.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh. That's awful, Vera. Have you found love since?
I have, but the story goes on too. I told one of my girlfriends, and because I had his phone number, so she rang him and goes, "Why did you ghost her?"
Oh. And what did he say?
Well, he said that it was just because it was really like a tangled web sort of thing.
Oh, with all the connections, yeah.
Yeah. It was just too close for comfort.
Yeah.
God, sometimes
things that's uncomfortable.
Like, not at all. Oh my God, how awful. All right, one more. Yes. Kathy in Saltash, what's your story?
Well, I went on a double blind date with a girlfriend.
Ooh.
it was a first date, and her partner or her date for the night seemed extremely charming.
Mm-hmm.
Mine showed up in desert boots. and we drove for a good half an hour to this restaurant and in Sydney, and we went to dinner. Mm-hmm. Then he asked me to pay.
So, oh, no.
Top
I paid for my own dinner, where my girlfriend's date paid for her dinner.
Nah.
But wait, it gets worse. So then, when we're driving back to drop us girls back off to my girlfriend's house, we were in two separate cars, and I kept saying, "Where is Linda? Where is their car?" "Oh, they're right behind us." And I'm going, "I can't see them." So he made me feel like we were completely lost, and he kept saying, "I'm not quite sure where to go." And this is back before mobile phones, of course.
How terrifying.
Oh, God.
So I was absolutely terrified, and because they were driving behind us, well, what had happened was her date had overtaken us. And I didn't realise, so we were actually following them.
What?
What a and weird guy.
Looking. Yeah, so when we got back to my girlfriend's house, I jumped out of the car and she was like, "Oh, how was your ride home?" And I ran straight to the hose and I hosed him and I absolutely soaked him and I said, "Don't you ever come near me again."
That was smart to use the hose.
I know.
I like that bit.
Shock factor for the win right there.
Hey, everybody, I'm Keith Urban.
Keith Urban's High and Alive World Tour, Newcastle Entertainment Centre, August 13th. Tickets on sale now at keithurban.com. Win tickets for a special Valentine, only with Newcastle's New FM.
Yeah, and it's the last day, Ari.
I know. Oh, my God, I'm so jealous. I want to go to Keith Urban as well. But
well, you can. Just use money to buy a ticket.
No,
like everyone else.
I'd rather give other people the chance to win one. That sounds more fun.
It certainly does. Well, you know how it works. You just call up now and you got to tell us why that special someone in your life is so special.
That's exactly right.
Why they'd make a great Valentine or do make a great Valentine.
Yep.
And Joel from your Live and Local Drive home this afternoon giving away the last two tickets to see Keith Urban.
That's right. He's announcing the name.
That's it. So if you wanting to get in the draw, you got to be in it to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Call up now, 4967-4105. Imagine that this afternoon you go, "Guess what? Guess what I got us for Valentine's Day?"
Oh, you're in the good books.
You are in the good books, out of the doghouse and into the good books, because you got Keith Urban tickets and didn't forget to get anything.
In air quotation marks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so this is it. Call up now, 4967-4105. We're going to put someone in the draw up next here on New FM.
Hey, everybody, I'm Keith Urban.
Keith Urban's High and Alive World Tour, Newcastle Entertainment Centre, August 13th. Tickets on sale now at keithurban.com. Win tickets for a special Valentine, only with Newcastle's New FM.
Oh, I'm not wanting to panic you at all, but it's the last day to get in the draw for Keith Urban tickets.
It is.
So, you know, you've got your chance now, but there's more throughout the day, and then Joel from your Live and Local Drive home is giving away the last double of the week.
You don't want to miss it.
On Valentine's Day of all days as well. Imagine you win that. You take them home. Here, I've got this sorted for you.
Even a loving gift for yourself.
That's right. Oh. It's okay to love yourself.
That's right.
Let's throw someone in the draw here. Let's meet them, I guess.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
Okay. In Cameron Park, it's Heather. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
I'm going awesome, guys. How are you going?
Really good.
Fantastic.
Happy Valentine's Day to you guys.
Oh, thank you, Heather.
That's so sweet.
So, speaking of Valentine's Day, do you have a Valentine in your life?
I have a husband of 14 and a half years.
Oh my God. Well done.
Never got a Valentine's. We don't tend to do them.
Yeah, it's either a hit and miss. You either do something special for it or you kind of just let it go, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
But you're wanting to change all that, yeah?
Yeah.
I am. He would be the luckiest husband if he won me tickets to go see Keith Urban. Our anniversary, our 15th anniversary, is the 11th of August, so it's 2 days before the concert.
Oh, my God, you've looked into this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Keith Urban. I last saw him in 2022 when he was in Newcastle last time.
Right, nice. So you're a fan and you'd love to go just before your 15th anniversary.
I reckon that's amazing.
So do I.
What a lucky man.
Yeah, he sounds like a lucky man. Other than that, you're not doing anything tonight? Not leaving a little dinner or something?
No, we've got two kids, so we'll just stay at home with them. And
kills the romance, doesn't it? I get it.
I was going to say, Heather, because you live in Cameron Park, you should go and get some vibai or some, like, Noor kebabs or something up at the plaza.
Vibai, awesome. But I'm going to Harrigan's on a girls' night tomorrow night.
So. Oh, even better.
You are living good. And nothing more romantic than a Noor kebab. Am I right?
Extra garlic sauce.
Makes the kisses better, doesn't it, with the extra garlic sauce?
Tangy.
Heather loves it. All right, well, good luck. You are in the draw. Keep your phone handy with Joel for your live and local drive home this afternoon because you never know. You got to be in it to win it. As I said, a couple more chances across your day, and it is the last day for these Keith Urban tickets. So make sure, you know, you stick around and keep listening to New FM.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Okay, what's on Guide to the Weekend? Of course, today we have to talk about Valentine's Day, and this is where we're going to start. So, you've got at Urban Deli and Bar in Cooks Hill from 5:30 p.m. till 8 p.m. Valentine's Day meals, which is fantastic. You've got the Romeo and Juliet performance at Rathmines Theatre from 7:30 p.m. tonight. How good would it be to go see some talented people act out some of the best content from Shakespeare in the world?
Romeo and Juliet, I mean, a romantic tale. On a romantic day.
That ends in disaster. But it won't be for you, so that's fine. Also, because uni is going back very soon, you got your O-Week party at the Exchange Hotel in Hamilton from 8 p.m. So everyone be safe if you're having a good time,
sure.
Of course.
Sure.
Then, of course, you've got on the shores of Lake Macquarie, Lake Mac Festival. Now, this is on until Sunday, 20th of April, so it's still going.
Ongoing, yeah.
Yes, so some things happening today. You got the Lake Macquarie Sailing Calendar, which is a series of sailing events held across the lake. You've also got Twilight Fridays at Map Mima. So this is like the little building there at Spears Point Park.
Nice.
It's called the Multi Arts Pavilion, just in case you keep forgetting what it is. Cooper, yeah. I've mentioned this a couple of times.
No, I think I know what it is now.
Yep, you've got curated events such as Beats and Eats, Cinema in the Cube, and Art After Hours. Okay, so that's just a few things in the lineup for the festival. So if you can get along to that, please do. Then, of course, you've got Love is on the Menu at Oh My Papa. This is another restaurant hidden in Newcastle from 5 p.m.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yes, it is good. Plus, one of my favourite places, Earp Distilling Co. in Carrington from 6:30.
Stunning there.
They're doing like a little Valentine's Day shindig as well. So if you want to get along to that, please do. Now, we have to talk about tomorrow. You've got the Howlin' Country Music Festival. This is on Newcastle foreshore from 2 p.m. I actually have a few friends going to it. They're very excited.
They're
going to
be howling.
Now, go on, be howling. I think this is like the first country music festival we've hosted on the foreshore of Newcastle.
Well,
so this is exciting.
It's right in vogue at the moment, so no wonder.
Oh, also, though, the lineup's good, but if you can get some public transport there, because parking's going to be a nightmare, that's the big tip for today. Sure. Also, you've got the Red Hot Summer Tour, another music festival. This is in Spears Point Park from 12:30 in the afternoon. Amazing. So, and then you've also got San Sundays, obviously happening on Sundays. This is Harrison's Food and Wine in Hamilton as well. So get some more food on your fork.
Yeah, that's it. Plenty to do and all on our website, Facebook page. Oh, just great events around our region. Absolutely. Get out there and enjoy it this weekend.
The Novos. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Now, I've seen a collaboration that you never knew that you needed, right? So Four Pillars is like an iconic gin brand, right?
It sure is.
Yeah, beautiful gin. Now they've launched, it's coming out probably, I think, next Wednesday, I do believe, it lands. Four Pillars have teamed up with a croissant brand
called Loon Croissanterie or whatever it's called.
Oh, Loon. Oh, they are famous. They're in Melbourne, I think.
Right.
Yeah, they're very famous.
Well, apparently this new gin is going to be going to have a buttery mouthfeel, a touch of warm spice and a hint of sweetness. Made for rich and textural G&Ts. A brunch-inspired cocktail as well as gin-spiked almond lattes. So, you think about your almond lattes, iced almond latte, you're popping a bit of a cheeky Loon gin in there.
I'm like, considering the possibilities. I feel like it's the wrong gin for gin and tonic, but maybe you can do other cocktails, you know?
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
So many out there using going for the nutty, buttery flavour or whatever.
Definitely.
To a lot make of possibilities.
This special gin, they looked to nuts, spice and Loon's caramel-smelling clarified butter to help create the warmth and the silky feel.
Oofed.
And
sounds
honestly,
good.
I so want to taste this so badly, but it is limited edition when it drops next Wednesday. Worth it.
Then I have to buy another gin?
Yes.
Seems like it.
How about I buy it and I share it with you?
That sounds even better.
Oh.
My hands are tied on this.
Almond latte at 6 a.m.
Sounds brilliant.
With a touch of gin.
That sounds great. Drink responsibly and all that.
Of course, though. Of course.
Hey, coming up next, this is a wild story. An Australia Post worker in trouble for stealing nearly $500,000 worth of packages.
Oh, come off
Forget your porch pirates.
Genius!
This person...
Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
That's bad. It's theft.
It is bad, but also, who hasn't thought about it?
Me.
Oh.
Forget your porch pirates. This guy's a real danger. And maybe Ari by the sounds of it. We'll find out all about it up next at New FM. Boy, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. How's this for a story? A Sydney contractor for Australia Post has been sentenced after stealing at least $400,000 worth of items from mail packages.
That's so insane.
This is quite amazing, actually, just the sheer logistics of it. So, some of the things that were stolen, jewellery, luxury watches, alcohol and gift cards were stolen between November 2021 and May 2023. So, basically a two-year period. Here's what's amazing about it, though, as well. When they did a search on his house, they uncovered what was in his house at the time was $398,000 worth of stolen goods. That's what was in there at the time. And $39,000 in cash, which was the proceeds of crime selling like some of the stuff he'd taken from the mail packages.
Smart. Sorry.
You're not supposed to be encouraging crime,
Ari.
I'm
not condoning it. I'm not saying it's
sure
great,
sounds like it.
But at the same time, I just... It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, Mark Crevo.
Whilst I agree with that, I also don't think you can tamper with mail. That's a crime.
No. But I kind of
You can't no and then go smart.
To be fair, if I had like a big order from Shane coming and then all of a sudden it wasn't there and I didn't get my package, I'd be pretty ticked off.
Annoyed, right?
Yeah.
So this is just like some of the items that he had in there. So they found $138,000 worth of alcohol. What's he got? A whole Dan Murphy's in his back shed?
Like, now that you'd be keeping. And just flog it off to the neighbours. Be like, hey, mate, do you want a bottle of whiskey for $25?
Are you from Bexley? Is this you? Are you a 38-year-old man?
Oh, wow.
There was also $124,000 in luxury watches.
Wow.
Who's posting all those as well, by the way?
Why are you buying luxury watches online? That seems dangerous. Sure, and here's
does.
Why.
$52,000 worth of gift cards, $43,000 worth of jewellery.
Okay, my question here is, I'm wondering, did he know about what was in these packages, or is he just kind of guessing and playing a game of, you know, pass a parcel here and just kind of like unwrapping them and going, oh, yeah, that's a surprise.
I'm not sure. It didn't say what his choosing of parcel method was in the story.
Well, I would like to know.
But the sheer logistics of getting that much worth of items into your house almost, is that in itself is quite extraordinary. Nearly $140,000 worth of alcohol. It's going to start to take up space.
A lot of space. You'd have to have a back shed, like a big shed.
Something like that. I assume that's why he was caught or something. Probably the neighbours went, He's got like bottles flowing out the door at this point. But he's got something going on there, and the cops just turn up and find it all.
Yeah, the neighbours would rat you out.
Yeah, well, you would have thought so.
Especially if you're not sharing the alcohol.
He's got himself a couple of years in jail. Proceeds of crime and all that sort of stuff. He was absolutely loaded up with it. But if your package has gone missing at that time, he's probably got it at his place. That's probably where that's turned up. 8:58, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM, and happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Yes, to you and yours.
That's right. If you're celebrating or, you know, whatever it is, everyone deserves a bit of love in their life.
So. Even celebrating love's past.
Oh, true, yes. So, of course, we have to give away sort of love-related things this week, including two tickets to the movie of your choice at Reading Cinemas Charlestown in Gold Lounge.
Woo!
Reading Cinemas Charlestown, the home of blockbuster movies in the Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And today that goes to Matt in Edgeworth. And we've talked about when you first move in with your partner.
Yeah, what things did you find out about them?
What you found out was a bit odd or strange. Mm. This is what Matt had to say.
She folds fitted sheets like just... like they're normal. This might just be because I'm a bloke and I'm just...
No, that's she's actually doing some sort of black magic or witchcraft there, because no one else knows how to do that.
No.
And she does it so quickly too. But the other thing is in the shower, we had a shower for the first time when, like, we obviously had a shower before we moved in together.
Yeah.
But after we did, we started showering and she bloody drinks the hot water in the shower.
Like with a cup?
No, like just mouthfuls of it.
Yeah, odd behaviour.
Oh, it was so good though.
It definitely. Well done. You've got a couple of tickets to Gold Lounge, Reading Cinemas, Charlestown. Enjoy that for your Valentine's Day.
Yeah, hopefully your shower drinking water wife
enjoys that.
Yeah.
Hey, a big weekend ahead in sport as well.
Definitely. So we do have the Newcastle Knights trial match, the pre-season match rather, against Parramatta Eels. This is happening tonight at 6 p.m. at, of course, McDonald Jones Stadium. I have double checked for you already on Ticketmaster. There are still tickets left, $20 each.
Oh,
go along.
That's such a good deal. I know it's a trial match, but get out there and support our boys. We need them to, get that support going for the start of the year.
And against the Eels, it's going to be a blockbuster, this one.
It actually will. Yeah. So if you've got nothing on, why not do that? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a great little Valentine's gift.
Yeah, or
here's a couple of
night
tickets. Yes, family
love
as well.
Love of your family.
Yeah,
Valentine's Day to family.
Certainly. Have a lovely weekend, everyone. And to you too, Ari.
You too.
Once again, happy Valentine's Day. And we'll catch you on Monday.
See you then.